Because in your manifesto, you talk about a lot about yourself,
yeah,
and a lot about kind of the sort of person, yeah, you are. But what sort of kind of goals do you have? Because in your three, yeah, goals for the year, you say to make university more exciting, more entertaining, to promote socialness, and to create more social media interaction.
Okay.
Let's speak about more social media interaction, yeah, actually, because that's quite a clear point.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What sort of things do you mean by that?
As in stuff like, you know, like the YouTube, you know, stuff like that, you know, like that is the purpose of that is supposed to, you know, push the, like the talents of the university, to push, yeah, the talents of the students, provide, you know, show what we can do, you know, show what, yeah, smoke, what University of Westminster is all about. And at the moment, I just don't really feel that it really pushes the talents of the students at this university, because there's so much talent at a university which I feel is not really being,
yeah,
utilized to its maximum potential.
Give us some examples.
I mean, there's people, this the variety show, you know, I watched it and I was like, you know what, I looked at the people that could sing, dance, rap, just people that were just so much talent, you know. I just think, wow, why isn't there a real platform for people to really be displaying it on like a on longer term basis? And that's what I want to do, you know, because, you know, I truly believe that, you know, that's a part of the university experience, you,
yeah,
know, showing what you can do, like developing your talents, learning your talents for those people who don't know what they can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that, you know.
So at the moment, the Student Union YouTube channel, we use that as an example, mm-hmm, isn't really a Student Union YouTuber. Mm-hmm. It's actually Smoke TV.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that it's Smoke TV's job, as kind of part of the Student Union, mm-hmm, to be showcasing more talent? Because what's different about Smoke TV to, say, for example, Smoke Radio? Smoke Radio is run independently, whereas Smoke TV is run by the Student Union. What do you think about, like, whose job that is? Who's, because if we're going to be talking about the Student Union, mm-hmm, should be sharing talent more, mm-hmm, whose job is it? Where does that fall?
Well, I mean, if it boils down to the events that happen, you know, because obviously what you can only like film what is actually happening at the university. So, like, if there's not really a lot of exciting, like, constant exciting events happening, constant opportunities to really showcase, you know, what we can do, then obviously that's all we're going to have.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I want to do, you know. Like, I want to, like, just bring more, like, events, more exciting things, you know, more exciting, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, let's talk about events then, yeah, because that's something that everyone spoke about, yeah, and how important events are. Before we kind of discuss whether events are the number one kind of priority, mm, for students out there, what sort of things would you do differently to the events that have been? I mean, what's been wrong with the events that the Student Union's been running so far?
To be honest, no one knows about them. No one really knows or really cares about them. Why? Because they don't really push it out there. They don't really promote it. You know, they don't promote it on the website. They don't. You know, there's no real reason for people to really interact with them or get involved with them. You know, what I want to do, you know, I want to promote like more cross society events, get people talking to each other, get people out of their comfort zones, because that's one, yeah, of the biggest things that needs to happen with this university.
And that's something that everyone's really saying,
yeah,
and that's,
yeah,
and that's really good. But how are you going to do that? How are you going to encourage societies to, because even last year that was something that everyone said, you, mm-hmm, know, we want to see societies work together. Mm. How do you get societies to work together?
Well, I mean, that's a real deep question. You know? I'm sure a lot of people were stumped about that. You know, like, oh, how are you gonna get people working together? But at the end of the day, right, you can only get people to really, you know, interact with something if you can relate to them. You know, if you can really push forward, raw. This is where I am. I say you should get involved because of these reasons. You know, and I feel like I'm the person to do that. You know, all it takes is one person to be like, yo. I thought, like, just to tell people their story, all it takes,
yeah,
is one person to be like, yo, this is where I'm coming from. This is why it will benefit you.
Yeah.
You know, because to be honest, you can still, even if you're at home, you can still get this experience, you know. You don't have to limit yourself, you,
yeah,
know. Because I was one of those people.
So is it the, yeah, president's job to be, mm, reaching out to students and, mm, going to students rather than waiting for students to come to him?
Well, I feel that the president should be very active with the students. You know, the students should know, this is my president. This is what he stands for. This is what he's done. So this is my example, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what they should do. And I feel like I'd be a wonderful example,
yeah,
of that, you know? Because I'm by myself, you know? I'm here by myself, putting myself out there. I don't have a team.
Yeah.
But I'm a one-man team. Because I'm putting myself out there. I'm being,
yeah,
active with the people. They're knowing who I am, where I'm coming from. And, yeah, I just hope everyone understands, you know?
Yeah. So you talk a lot about being exciting and entertaining, mm, and you want to promote socialness.
Yeah.
But other than kind of that social media thing and you want to see more use of social media, what are your actual policies? What are you running
on? Here we go. This is me. You're saying like that was really just like just to really sell myself.
Yeah.
Know? That's where to get people's foot, like to get my foot in the door.
So,
basically, you want to know my three policies. I have three policies.
You have three. Okay.
Let me go. Number one. Obviously, the promote the societies and stuff like that, you know, more cross society events, get people talking, because you know, a lot of people don't really talk, interact, to get people out of their comfort zones, more cross university events, you know. And I'm gonna do everything I can to promote the talent of the people in this university.
Yeah.
You know? One of the things I do is like I've been looking at video production,
yeah,
and stuff like that, you know. One of the things I wanted to do was, you know, buy a camera. You know, I can take a camera along with me if I'm president. I can take one along with me, do a vlog, you know, showing where I'm going, who I'm talking to, the events that's happening.
Yeah.
And write people. And let
isn't that the job of the different kind of smoke medias?
But I mean, I will take it into my own hands to really push that, you know. Another thing I want to do is I want to bring back a liberations committee in the student union and create like executive roles in a student union. It can be unpaid, but I really want to just focus on like the blacks, Asians, and the women, you know, create like those three roles.
Why is it important to have those liberation officers?
Because it fights for, you know, the rights of the blacks, Asians, women, of like stuff like that, you know, like the Black History Month, you know, it hasn't really been like pushed. Why is that, you know? I want to work with like these liberation officers to really like understand what the people are like, what do they really want, you know. The people in those demographics can go to them. If you're a woman and you want to complain about, you know, like graduate jobs not paying enough to women, gender inequality, you can go to the women officer, they'll report to me, and then right there there's a dialogue. There's like a sense that people actually have a voice, you know.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to do, I want to have a regular meeting, a president's meeting.
Right.
It can be every month, you know, where I'm going to take time out of my life. I'm going to be in an area, in a room or whatever. People can come, and people of all religions, no matter what their demographic is, no matter what their sex, race, whatever, they can come and talk to their problems, and they will know that they'll actually be listened to.
Yeah.
Listened to. So imagine that, you know, your president actually listens to you, and you have a platform to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I want to do, you know. I feel like I'll be the best person to do that.
Great.
You know?
Well, let's go back to that liberation point, because that's quite interesting, because we spoke to a few of the other candidates about that as well. Mm. And they have all kind of, lots of people have spoke about having a dialogue and about maybe setting that up, but no one else has kind of clearly come out and said that as well. Are you talking about bring back all of the liberation officers, including LGBT, disabled, and international as well, or is it just the black and the women's?
In the longer term, we do want to bring back a lot of them, but we need a trial period, because if we're going to bring it back, this is a drastic thing, you know. So
why is it so drastic?
Because I mean, it's drastic because it starts at like a bottom level. It's a top down thing, you know. It involves a lot of really liaising with a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's best that we do like start from the majority, what the majority, like the majority minorities are.
Yeah.
And then we'll go outwards. But I'll definitely be a good soundboard for either for like lesbians and gay people, disabled people to be able to talk to me. But in the longer term, we'll figure out we'll do liberation officers for them.
Yeah.
But like, I think like
prioritize bringing back a trial period.
Yeah, I want to bring back a trial period.
Right.
I want to do a trial period first, and then we can
What would that trial period kind of try and work out? Like, why is there a need for a trial period? Because the student union 2 years ago, they had these liberation officers, but they were removed to make the student union more apolitical. So why is there a need for a trial period then, if you believe
because I'm not really sure if they took it away, then they obviously had a reason for that.
Mm.
So, I mean, I really want to just gauge.
But you think it was wrong to take them away?
I think it was wrong to take them away.
Okay.
But I personally want to gauge how successful that would be. When I know it's successful for the people that I've said that they should do it for, then we can bring it back then we can really go full force in doing it. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
Because you have to start slowly and then really build up, because if you go head first, then that's when the problems arise. So it's good that you know, like, you have
a... Do equality slowly, then.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Okay. I mean, you have to, I mean...
Not just full equality now, we'll just do it slowly.
I mean, I think... But you have to start somewhere, because... Like, you have to start somewhere, because if you just say, I want to do this straight away, then you'd be like, okay, how are you going to do that? You go head first, then problems arise in every single stage. I'm a guy who believes that you have to start with a foundation, build upon that foundation. And that's why I want to do, that's why I say trial period, let's be careful, let's make sure that it's going to be done to the best of its ability, and then we can do it and implement it on a larger scale.
Great. Let's come back to your manifesto then before we end up. So you end your manifesto by kind of pointing out that just like every other student, you've had student loan problems, you've done your coursework at a last minute, wonder whether that might have been a thing to leave out of your manifesto. And then you end by saying, I also love Jesus. What more could you want from your president?
That's just to show that I'm just a lighthearted person at the end of the day, right? You don't want your president to be serious, you know. You don't want him to be. You see him walking around, and you be like, "Ah."
But isn't the whole point of the president of the student union to run a serious organization?
I do want to run a serious organization, but
just
at the same
not seriously.
But at the same time, you still have to be lighthearted. You still have to have humor. You still have to. People have to like you at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
And they're not gonna like someone who's proper serious. They're not gonna want to listen to them. They want to listen to someone who's interesting, funny, dynamic, charismatic. And serious, and I do believe I'm serious 100%.
Great,
you know, because obviously I wouldn't be running by myself if I didn't feel that I was the best person for the job for real.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, thanks very much for coming in the studio today. You'll be back in a bit for hopefully a discussion between the candidates we've got in the studio about the studio today. Now, tell us, just as we have with all the other candidates, what's the best way to get in touch with you on Twitter and Facebook if people have liked what you said and want to support your campaign?
Well, I have two, I have my main Twitter, which is AFBOFonder.
Okay.
Which is actually my name on Smoke Radio.
But which is, AFBO
Thunder.
Like, Thunder, normal spell.
And then also my electoral Twitter, which is Vote for Tonte.
Great.
Yeah, which is Vote for Tonte.
And is it the number 4?
No, just Vote for Tonte.
Oh, okay. F-O-R. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And also you can, on Facebook, Vote for Tonte. You can type that in on Facebook and
that will come up.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the studio.
Okay.
And we'll speak to Tonte again in a minute.
The Punk and Politics Show. Loving punk and making politics easy. Boom!